Crowdfunder has been going for 3 years and raising money for a whole range of projects, just not in Cornwall alone, but around the world. And crowdfunder.co.uk, based in Newquay. I've got Phil Geraghty, who's the managing director, with me. Just tell me about where this all came from.
So we started the business 3 years ago. We basically saw there was a bit of a need for communities to come together and make great ideas happen. And how do they fund these ideas? And how do they really get together to make it work? So we set up the Crowdfunder platform. And the first few, you know, early days, getting one or two projects through, we're now getting well in excess of 100 projects a day through at the moment. And so that's allowed us to grow the business. We've recently done an equity crowdfund for ourselves as well, raising £1.3 million for the business. So we're busy in the recruitment phase as well. We're 25 people at the moment. We're going to be growing to 39 people by the end of the year. So we're looking for good digital talent to come and join the team.
And how many projects have you funded?
We've worked with almost 40,000 projects now, all over the country, and we've raised £14 million for those projects. And all shapes and sizes and different weird and wonderful ideas. And we see new stuff every day that we've never seen before, which is fantastic. And evenings like tonight on the workshop, you know, really help kind of bring those ideas to the fore and hear some new things we've not heard before.
So where is crowdfunding going in the next 3 years?
We've worked with 40,000 projects. We think we'll work with 150,000 projects over the next 3 years. That's the kind of growth in demand that we're seeing at the moment. And so we're busy trying to staff up to deal with that. And we're doing rewards-based crowdfunding, which we do primarily, but also community shares to allow communities to buy their local assets. And we're seeing that funding mix working really well, where different types of match funding is also coming in from people like Sport England and Creative England, who are also funding projects now that are funded by the crowd. And they're looking to the crowd to see that validation of what is a good idea and what's a bad idea.
I suppose you fill a gap where banks may not tread.
Yeah, definitely. We're seeing banks lending less and less over the years. And we get a lot of people coming to us saying, I can't get the money from the bank. How am I going to make this idea happen? And being totally amazed when they go out to the crowd, are able to raise that money and make that idea happen. And we're seeing that more and more at the moment.
And if people have got a project, maybe launching a business, perhaps a new business, what should they be doing?
Definitely go to crowdfunder.co.uk. There's loads of useful, helpful tips and guides on there, and they can add their project, put their project live, and start fundraising tomorrow. And we'd advise anyone, the first step is go and add that project and get going with it.